This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you have a small business that uses cashiers and you're having trouble employing a cashier, well, have I got the answer for you. Go to Southwest Point of Sale. They have a great program called Self-Checkout. They do just like the big guys do. Give them a call at 1-800-540-2149. They will hook you up as soon as Audrey gets done turning herself inside out. Alpha Site Logistics, serving the Imperial Valley for over 20 years. We offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. They'll be out at the Lost Lizard run next Saturday. So when you go out there, stop by and tell them that what you might have going. See if they can't hook you up. Otherwise, call them at 760-352-8383 and ask for a quote today. You can also go to Facebook at facebook.com/AlphaSiteLogistics. All right, we got Audrey and Ed back in the house. They're getting ready for Lost Lizard Run. If you watch KUSI this morning, Audrey did a fantastic job promoting the event, and hopefully it'll be just packed to the gills.
Yes, huge shout out to Amy Vollmer and Imperial Valley Jeep.
I finally met her. I've seen her online forever, but I've never. That was my first time meeting her.
Yeah, she's a real cool lady. She's real capable.
Very off-roader.
You know, she's a good off-roader, and she's also a good business person.
Yeah.
And she's
she'd
really
be good for the Rebel
she's
too.
Excellent. She did.
Oh, she did it in 2017.
Same year that Nicole did it.
And
she competed in it.
Did she do it with Nicole?
No.
Oh.
Just like you, she should have and almost got the award for the, what do they call it? Like when you help
team
other people?
Team Spirit.
The Team Spirit Award.
Yeah.
And she thought maybe there was some funny business and then maybe the same with.
There's always funny business. You know? But I got to tell you, a big shout out to Nicole and Audrey from the journalists when I was on a press event this week. And it was a Jeep press event, so go figure.
Okay.
And everybody I talked to that had anything to do with the Rebel just was blown away by what Audrey and Nicole did for the rest of the participants. I seriously think she could have been in the top 10 if she hadn't have been dinking around with her winch. You know,
but she was pulling everyone out.
She was pulling everybody out of the sand.
I know how to pull you out.
And, you know, half the girls there looked at their hijacker and really thought it was a coat rack because they had never used it before and didn't know how to use it.
Yeah, some of them.
Oh,
Audrey.
That's funny.
Audrey whipped
Audrey's
that
a real
bad boy out. She was jacking and pulling and pulling and jacking. And, and you know, again, should have got the award. What was the award for that?
The Team Spirit?
So
yeah, I think they need
spirit.
A new
they,
one.
They
I think they need one just
bit.
For recovery.
Yeah, the recovery.
The yeah,
recovery
they need a recovery
award.
We should let them know.
I will. I'll send an email to Emily and let her know that I think... You know, especially, and if nobody does it, let's just say not everybody is like you that will help everybody.
Well, I don't, there's a lot of teams that do because that's part of the spirit of being a Rebel and that's part of the off-road community spirit,
so
in my opinion.
Be a recovery
so
award.
I think, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know, who jeopardizes your standing to pull somebody out of a situation they got themselves in?
That's a good point because you're taking time away from.
That's
you're
what I
gathering
said. She
points.
Could have been in the top 10.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. We only had to dispute it once where we didn't get points when we were actually winching the Ranger out off the side of the hill.
A Ranger? Like a law enforcement Ranger?
No, a brand new Ford Ranger was competing in the event, and they had a camper shell, and the girls had gotten it stuck on a sandy hill. We were basically in sand. It was almost sand dunes, but it had a lot of vegetation all in and around it. So a lot of it, when you have the vegetation with it, it's a little bit more hard packed, a little easier to drive. And you don't realize once you break break that top layer, you get in this. You fall in, and it gets super soft, silty, even in certain areas. And this ranger had gotten into a very dangerous situation where they were about to tip and roll over down into a wash, into a little ravine, and so we helped them out.
Yeah,
that was just one of the times.
Not a push, just to see it roll.
No,
I love seeing cars roll.
I know. You love the sound of breaking glass.
Well, yeah, it is. Have you ever seen one roll over? It's cool as hell. Anyway, so yeah, we digress. But no, and like I said, Emmy.
So they've heard of, because there's 100 people there, 52 teams. So you don't know everybody.
No.
So some people, a lot of people are obscure, and a few people sort of become visible.
They all know Team 149.
They all know.
If it wasn't for the recovery aspect, it was for probably the coolest helmet at the event. I don't think anybody,
not one other team had a painted helmet.
Yeah, I know.
Really? No one had a painted helmet?
Nope. Nobody. Emmy,
we're the first team. Motorcycle racing.
Yeah, we're the first team.
Emmy said in 6 years of doing the Rebel, she says, I just throw a sticker on the side of my helmet.
Yeah, and most of them don't even have their team name on their helmet. They just put their number on their helmet, and that's it. So.
Your Jeep looked great. I don't know if the listeners know what's going on, but there was a driving rally, and Audrey used her Jeep.
Personal
she has a 2018
vehicle.
Jeep.
And by the way, I told Jeep that.
Which is a beautiful Jeep.
Because you wouldn't give her one, so she said, stick it in your ear, I'll go buy one, and she did.
She bought one. It's a nice Jeep, but it's got a great wrap on it. It has our radio stuff on it.
I love it.
And SDRC stuff, and it looks pro.
So when tax time
it really
comes,
looks
you can
pro.
Write that whole thing off.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I wanted it to be able to be seen and recognize, not just be seen, but recognizable so that, it had the wrap with the logo, but it also had tire tracks with orange and blue splash behind it.
Was that your idea?
Yeah.
That was really cool.
I love it. And the tire tracks, they're BFG tire tracks. Well, and even though BFG didn't sponsor me.
And you didn't know that they gave SDRC
our trails. Yeah, at the time
a grant,
I hadn't.
Right?
Yeah.
You got a grant from BRC and Tread Lightly. Yeah, for helping with the cleanups.
BFG.
Mm-hmm. BFG.
Yeah,
BF Goodwrench. Oh. Yeah, Blue Ribbon Coalition did some good stuff with Jared McLeod. I was trying to get Jared to call in today from the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame last weekend.
Right.
But yes, we did have.
We were busy.
And that's where you were last weekend.
I was there. I was in Vegas.
Did you have a good time?
I had fun, yeah.
All the big names of our industry were there last weekend. There was
over
700 people.
I went up the stairs. The first person standing there was Kathy Lynch, our lobbyist.
Oh.
And she was there. She didn't know anybody. And she's just standing there. There's like hundreds of people there. Like, I think they sold out 700 seats.
Wow.
So, that's great to see you. Let's go walk around, meet some people.
Under your wing, sort of.
Yeah, I did. And then we found Bob Hamm, who is in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
And he represents the American Sand Association in our lobby group. Mm. Right? So there's three organizations. So it's Bob Hamm, Amy Granite, myself. We work with her.
Good.
And Bob used to be a lobbyist, and he knows Sacramento. He actually introduced me to Kathy in 2016, and I decided to hire her after. So advocacy is one of the categories in the Hall of Fame. So there's a whole bunch of advocates there. So I know the advocates better than I know the racers. Although
that's what you do.
I walked in and right there is Iron Man Ivan Stewart. Yeah. So I got a selfie of he and I, just because. You know.
He's a good dude. Yeah, you're going to, Audrey, you're going to have to let me know where I can sign up, because I think as long as I've been doing motorsports,
I know I got to nominate you. I can't nominate you because you're not
me
a
how
member.
To join.
Yeah, okay. Send you go to the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame website, and then you just join and register and become a member. And once you're a member, you can be nominated to be in the Hall of Fame.
Probably use all the shows that we've done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think our show is unique in that we're not just reporting on motorsports, which we do on occasion, but we're really more talking about the desert and trying to keep it open.
So there's advocacy and there's racing and there's just use.
I can do it all. Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Yeah, the snapper just snapped her finger.
Hey, at least it wasn't a coughing fit.
Well, there is that, too. Hey, where this segment is brought to you by the good folks at Wayne Miller Tire. Did you know not only does he sell tires and service and go out and help you wherever you're at, but he also does general repair. Tell him about it.
Wayne Miller, Mobile Tire in Santee. He's here for any of your automotive needs. He's got the semi tires, your tractor tires, if you're stuck on a construction site, or if you're just in your regular daily driver and you need some tires done, you get broke down on the side of the freeway, you can give him a call, Wayne Miller Mobile Tire at 619-596-2800.
Cool. All right. So,
We're talking off-road Motorsports Hall of Fame and getting you into it.
And that's where Ed was, yes, last week because it was
because our lobbyist got nominated for an Impact Award.
Did she win?
She won.
Fantastic.
She did. She got to go up and talk a little bit about some of the things she did, and I got to sit with her at the meal. So that was really special. I'm really glad that I was able to go with her.
And you invited her to come on radio.
I have, yes.
No,
I'll invite her back. Not today, but I have in the past.
You haven't.
I damn well did.
Have you got it on tape? Because I have a feeling.
I'll send you I'll find the email.
Yeah, you find that email.
I'll find it. So I was at the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame. And if you're interested in off-road racing.
She got a great big trophy?
She got a medal.
Medals.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty cool. I was nominated for it 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
You didn't get no stinking medal?
The guy that won it was helping disabled veterans go do stuff. I don't know.
There you go.
All I did was hire a lobbyist and help get the program, the state program. Yeah, no more reauthorizations. We got a permanent program. Anyway, so at Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame, like all these fabulous heroes from our sport are there.
Where is the Hall of Fame?
It's in Reno, Nevada.
Oh, it is in Reno, but you guys went to Vegas.
So they had the deal in Vegas.
Okay.
It'd be kind of fun to go to Reno. But it's at the South Point Hotel.
I was going
to
say, doesn't the South Point have like a room that that's there year round that you can check out? No? Do they have displays? Because I remember
we had there was a hotel. I think it's on the county line, which
that's South Point.
No, the county line is like Wild Bill's
And in the hotel there, they had an area blocked off. They had all that.
Because you know who South Point is owned by? Brendan Gaughan. Brendan Gaughan is not only one of the biggest off-road racers on the planet, but also does NASCAR, and he's done all sorts of motorsports. So whenever anything is motorsports related, the Gaughans are super heavy into it.
Well, that makes sense. And the facility was first rate. The room is big. Yeah. The parking, like everything about the place was great.
You stayed at South Point?
I actually slept in my van. I'm a cheap ass. But they gave us rooms. I went by myself, so I'm like, I'll just sleep in the van.
What the heck?
What the heck?
You got a shower, a bath.
I'm going to name just some of the people who are in the Hall of Fame. They weren't there for various reasons. A lot of people have passed away. But Dick Sepeck, you remember the tires?
Yep.
He's in there. Lynn Chenoweth.
Yep.
Who the chassis builder? Walker Evans.
And Chenoweth has got a phenomenal facility down in Mexico.
Really?
That you'll have to go check out. Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
It's very memorabilish.
Oh, with all the stuff from his.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my. That's got to be fun. So, Walker Evans.
I know Walker.
Bud Feldkamp.
Yeah.
Who runs the Glen Helen Raceway.
Right.
And he was a big Baja racer. He was teammates with Malcolm Smith back in the day.
Yep.
So, Sal Fish.
Yep.
Who has been running Score International for decades.
Yep.
Casey Folks, who runs Best in the Desert Racing.
Yep.
And he is loved by the Bureau of Land Management because he runs a real clean, real professional race.
Right.
Well, he passed away a few years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, Casey's is the dad. His son, Daryl, and the other one, Daryl Folks, and I'm blanking out on the other one, are Best in the Desert, and they still put it on in honor of their father.
And I went to, when Casey Folks got inducted, I think in like 2012, I was there at the ceremony, and they said that he was a desert racing champion from age 16 to age 32.
Right.
16 years in a row, he was the champion of his class,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool.
It's pretty hard to do.
James Garner you remember the Rockford Files,
yeah,
the TV star?
Yeah.
With the, remember that, how he would always park it with a 180 slide?
Yep.
Love that.
Yep.
So he's in there. Robbie Gordon, maybe one of the most versatile drivers of the modern era.
Wins or crashes.
And by the way, so.
Did he get inducted?
He was, yeah, not this time. He's been in for a long time.
Okay.
But I'm talking about people who are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
I thought you were talking, okay.
So did I. So did he speak? Was he there?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the guy's name. So Cal Wells was inducted. And he was up talking for a long time. And they were like, he was one of the last ones, and it was getting late.
Right.
And so Robbie goes up there and like starts pulling on his arm. Right. And then instead he grabs a microphone and he says, Cal built the car that I raced in 1986. It was the best car I had ever driven up to that date. And he went and talked. It was really fun just that he goes up, takes the mic from him, and starts saying what a great car he had built.
Yeah.
So that was super fun.
And Wells, he's been such a major contributor to motorsports on and off-road.
Now, I didn't know him very well. I don't, like, some of these people were new to
me. Well, yeah, because
I'm more a motorcycle.
Right.
So Mickey Thompson is in.
Yeah.
Rod Hall.
And if you don't know who Mickey Thompson is,
then you should turn the radio off.
He started this stadium truck races, made his own line of tires.
Yeah.
He did off-road, on-road. He did land speed record. I mean, we can go on and on.
Same with Rod Hall. Rod Hall's right up there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a quick list of highlights of Rod Hall.
Emmy Hall.
Is he?
10-time winner of the Mint 400. Just think of that. 10-time winner of Parker 400.
Sure.
12-time winner Firework 250.
Yep.
12-time winner of the Baja 500, and the only 17-time winner of the Baja 1000.
And you didn't even read the accolades of Ivan Stewart. They don't call him the Iron Man for nothing.
No.
He raced 1,000 by himself.
He was the first one to do it, wasn't he?
And win.
Yep.
And win. And win. And win.
That's
if you
insane.
Really want an interesting conversation with him, ask him, what did you do when you had to go potty?
I know.
He will tell you. I won't do it on air, but he will tell you.
I've heard other stories between Malcolm Smith and Bud Feldkamp.
And they didn't have the equipment that you and I are, what they've got today.
Yeah, they,
you know, devices.
We're talking 30 years ago. Yeah.
But just think, here's a guy that was a construction and built fences. Built fences. And his big goal in life is he wanted to be the manager of the fence company he worked for. That was his goal in life.
Yeah.
And then he got that. It was kind of bored. So then he got into motorsports. And come to find out, he had such a knack for winning. His health regimen is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Really?
He was doing health before health was popular.
Yeah.
Exercising and eating well?
Eating well, exercise. I don't think he did any drinking. He didn't do any smoking. He did some of the best on the Adventure Channel or one of those channels. He taught people how to drive off-road, which was just a phenomenal program. If you didn't know anything about driving off-road.
Because there's a lot to learn. It's a whole different thing. I mean, Audrey is a very good driver. And, I mean, could you have learned a thing or two before?
Audrey's a Robbie Gordon.
And there's...
She either wins or crashes. She only knows one speed, but her foot is if I could touch the back of the headlight, then I know I've done good.
The back of the headlight. That's putting
through
your
the firewall.
In.
That's it. All right. Push that sucker down.
So Parnelli Jones, Indy 500, Baja 1000. Now that's amazing when you can win on the pavement and the dirt.
Everything he touched, he won in. There was he did sprint cars. He did midgets. He did SCCA. He did sports cars. He did you name
it. I could say Robbie Gordon's actually raced at Verona.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, because he did the sprint cars. He did the sprints, and I believe he did the modifieds, too. Yeah.
He's another guy that handed him a steering wheel, and his dad was extremely talented.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure his dad's got to be, and I can't think of his first.
There's 107 names, people inducted. I just have a short list of ones that struck me as like, these are people I've heard of, and we can just talk about on the radio. But we could spend multiple shows going over these people and all of their accomplishments.
One for sure, who was inducted last week, and obviously our lobbyist, Kathy Lynch.
Inducted. She got an Impact Award.
Impact Award. Yes, not inducted. But who did get inducted was Bob Bauer. And Bauer Media. And I mentioned this last weekend. Bob Bauer, I mean, they called him out last weekend at the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame. We were talking navigation for the Rebel Rally. He is the number one navigator in, like, all of the off-road. He could take you anywhere, do anything. Doesn't matter what vehicle he's in. Doesn't matter what driver he's with. He can drive. But his navigation skills are amazing.
That can be important in some of those races.
Yeah, mapping out making notes on the maps and understanding the map and reading the map and getting to where you need to go and helping the other drivers out is key to that.
And so he's sitting next to the driver, and they're talking on the radio, and he can say, like, we're about to hit a steep bump, so you need to slow down. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can open up here. There's a left turn coming. So you can, like, navigate what's coming up.
Yeah.
And so if you mesh well with the driver, you can really go.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's
the driver can just worry about gassing, braking, steering, and not having to try to read the terrain as much. So having a guy like that, that's key to being successful.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Who else did you find?
Roger Mears.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
20-time world off-road champions.
Mm-hmm.
From Riverside, 4 Baja 1000s, 5 Pikes Peak. That's a big one. Two HDRA score titles and a Mickey Thompson Stadium Series crown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about him personally as he drives with four wheels, but
he was another one of the premier when it comes to it, let me tell you.
And what a lot of these people have in common is they've won the Baja 1000,
right?
Which is the biggest thing in off-roading. Bruce Myers, created the Myers Manx. Audrey knows about that.
Was he there?
No.
I don't think he's alive.
Passed.
Did he finally pass?
Yeah, he passed last year. Yeah.
And here's Ivan Stewart, 17 Baja 1000s, 8 Mint 400s, 4 Parker 400s, 3 Baja 1000s, 4 score world championships.
That's just crazy. My dream is to drive in these, you know.
Well, we should find you a seat. I mean, as you prove yourself with things like the radio show, like helping SDRC and doing the Rebel Rally,
more and more doors are opening.
Doors open.
Definitely.
And, you know, I have a problem with what they do here, what they say these people won the Baja 1000, because only motorcycles won the Baja 1000 up until the 2000s. For all the first 40 years, motorcycles would win the overall,
yep.
And then they would claim that the first four-wheeler was the winner of the Baja 1000. But I would look at the statistics, and the motorcycle finished an hour before the first four-wheeler. Happened a lot. I even called Sherry out on that. She put an article in, and they'd say, so-and-so won the Baja 1000. And I'd go look at the winning record, and the motorcycle had won it by 45 minutes over the other guy.
Let's take a break. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer. I hear your voice saying, won't you ever learn?
Turn it over and I let it burn.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by S&S Off-Road Magazine. If you're an off-road enthusiast, then you definitely want to get a hold of S&S Off-Road Magazine. Not only does Ed write a couple articles in there, but it is your one-stop shop for what's going on, whether it's car off-road events, shows, there's a classified section, there's contests, and I don't know of anybody else doing a magazine like that in the industry, do you?
Not especially for the Southern California region. They have a phenomenal coming events section. Like if you're interested, like, oh, I want to do something fun next week or in the near future.
And you want to do it off-roadish.
Yeah, an off-road thing. You can see they have races,
right?
Poker runs,
motorcycle
shows,
and four-wheel.
Both, yeah. And side-by-side. Right. And every kind of off-road vehicle. So anything that's coming up, it gets in there, coming events. They do a great job with that.
The Lost Lizard's been in there for the last couple weeks. Lost Lizard off-road fun runs next weekend. She, for the last 2 months, has had the annual Dunes cleanup in there for me, which is going to be January 15th, 2022, Martin Luther King weekend. We're going to be out at the Imperial Sand Dunes. On all four corners, we'll be at Buttercup, Gordon's, Gecko, and Glamis Flats, Vendor Row, and doing the Dunes cleanup. The November 20th, Corva's Ed Waldheim 50th anniversary for Corva being
at Slash X
in Barstow at Slash
X. It's between Barstow and Lucerne, like on a lonely, in the middle of a lonely highway in the desert.
Yes, it'll be fantastic off-roading.
So I'm bringing a bike.
It does.
It could be.
I'm pretty sure it's a Johnny Cash song.
It has to be.
If I could play guitar, I'd make one.
Okay. There's a thought. Ed singing.
Oh, boy.
Right. I know. So, well, with the Motorsport Hall of Fame,
So there's more people.
Go ahead.
There's so many more people. So Larry Rosler, who we talked about recently. Larry Rosler. When the Baja 500 happened not too many months ago, he won the overall. And he actually finished, third? But the guys in front of him had done something wrong. Remember the McMillan?
He drove
over the canopy, and he got DQ'd. And the other guy was speeding on a road, and he passed. Remember, was that Luke? One was Luke, and another was, I forget.
Right. But you know McMillan always carries a pair of shorts with him wherever he goes?
Why?
He just does. As soon as he stops racing, he gets out of his driving suit and gets into his shorts.
Oh, I don't blame him. So you've been in those driving suits or leather suit. So Rosler is just a phenomenal off-road person. He's won 13 overall Baja 1000s.
Wow.
So I think 9 of them were on motorcycles, where that was the first vehicle.
I thought that was his.
And then he switched to four wheels, and he won, I think, 4
because he was 1000s. Getting older.
You know, it's just hard.
Well, that's what you do when you get older. You
with
graduate from two wheels to four wheel.
Yep.
So with age, I know I got to learn that lesson.
Well, when you fall down the next time, then you will think twice and get yourself a side by side or.
So he's won a lot of stuff, and I've talked to him. He's a really nice guy, kind of a humble guy for how good he is.
Most of them are.
And he lives in San Diego County. He's local.
Oh, we got. We have so many superstars in San Diego County. It's mind-boggling.
I think if you take San Diego County and Lake Havasu, that's about 90% of the off-roader, the stars. So he's a guy that I talked about this last year, that in the Takati 250 Enduro, it's 250 kilometers. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. I've finished 5 of them. So 7.5 hours of riding as hard as you can.
Wow.
And you think like the Baja 1000 is hard, and it is, and the 1000 and 500, they're hard, but this is a different kind of hard because it's way slower, like rocks, like like miles of just
terrain and what you have to go through.
A bowling ball sized rocks.
Kind of like King of the Hammer.
Yeah. Well, certain parts of King of the Hammer.
That's what
certain
I meant.
Parts
like
of
it's not like it's not like, oh my God, like King of the Hammer, there's a rock that like you barely can get over. This isn't like there's one thing that's do or die, but there's just miles and miles of rocks. You're just pounding through the rocks.
Yeah. Anyway, who else did it go in?
Corky McMillan.
Oh, really?
Sue Mead. Steve McQueen.
Sue Mead went in this year?
She was in before.
She's been in for like 5 years, I think.
Yeah, I was going
to say. One of my role models. Top role model right there. Yeah, Sue Mead.
Really? Sue's amazing.
Yeah. Steve McQueen, the movie star, was also a very skilled motorcycle rider and racer.
He liked that more than he liked doing movies.
He did.
He really did.
He soaked off his cast to drive in the 24 hours of Le Mans.
Right. And he insisted on being one of to do his own stunts in The Great Escape. The only one he didn't do, and he was mad because he didn't get to do it, was jump the fence.
Jumping the fence.
That was
Eakins, Bud Eakins?
Yeah, Bud Eakins did that.
That was that's one of the most famous stunts in my little motorcycle world that was ever done. And
you realize your world's a lot larger than you think it is. Well, when you look at across the nation and you look at stadium, when you look at supercross and motocross and everything else, your world's a lot larger than you think it is.
There's a lot of folks in that cloud.
So Jan Roberts is in.
Yeah.
And there's a Joel Roberts, Joel Robert, who's a a Belgium motocross star, six-time world champion. But Jan Roberts is an American California desert racer from the 70s, 60s, and 70s. He won an awful lot of overall desert races, like the local District 37 races. He just won a lot of races. He was very fast. I don't know how much he raced in Baja. Mm. I think he won 1,000 once or twice.
So I think he's the one of, like, in the late 70s, I have a photo of him jumping Carnegie. So Carnegie Hill, back in the day, my dad had magazines of it, and that was where all the you know, dirt bikers, you weren't anybody if you didn't go to Carnegie and shoot the hill at Carnegie, right? And I think J.N. Roberts is the one that we have riding. I'm blanking out on what he was riding at the time either, but he jumped.
Didn't
the
they
hill
sell
at Carnegie?
Didn't you tell me this morning?
Carnegie, that's one of the ones that I wanted to talk about and bring up and discuss. Carnegie, the expansion area that was purchased in 2009 for us to expand.
Which is an off-road park.
Mostly a dirt bike park, but they had purchased this extra additional land, approximately 3,300 acres or something like that. Yeah, 3,100 acres. And that was supposed to be the 4x4 section of it and turn into some 4x4. So it would be an all-encompassing for the five counties surrounding it. It's the only OHV area for the five counties around San Francisco. For a decent amount, that's where you go play. Mm-hmm. And we lost the expansion. It's been a battle. We've been talking about the legislation for the last couple of years now. Carnegie,
since 2017, there's been a bill trying to take it away from us each year.
Did they succeed?
Yes.
This year, they succeeded.
Beat us. We won every time until this year.
Yes. It's a very unfortunate.
But this year, we didn't just lose it. And Kathy Lynch, that's one of the reasons she got the Impact Award, because she helped us, is we gave it up. But we got paid for it, so the off-road vehicle part of parks got $30 million.
Wow.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, because when we were first talking about it, they were only trying to give us 12
million.
And we purchased it for $12.5 million in
2009. Isn't that kind of like the gun buyback?
Yeah.
They give you $50 for a revolver.
Yeah.
That's gotten a lot more valuable in the 20. It's been 23 years since the state bought it.
Oh, you know it. Land. So what'd you get in return?
So we got put in the budget trailer bill we're going to get an off-road park in an area nearby.
How big?
9,800 acres.
Yeah.
Maybe 10,000 acres.
Okay.
Possibly even up to 12. Because
that's not bad.
We'll have to see
how
it goes.
It's the Henry Coe OHV park, which is a...
It's not an OHV park.
It's a state park, which is right there. They've got about 80,000
acre park
there.
And it's very seldom used. And we're talking about carving off an area and making it a stay on the trails park.
Okay.
There. But this requires the people who are in office to be in office for the next couple years. It requires a lot of things to happen.
We're
going to
work hard on it this coming year.
And through legislator this next year and the next 3 years to actually make this
which
happen.
Means you need to join SDORC SDORC
and come to Lost Lizard
buy some raffle tickets, learn how to go off-roading.
This is huge. It's a big thing for us to give this section up and potentially gain a whole new OHV park, new state park for us.
Potential is the key word.
That's where
Kathy's going to earn her money this year.
Some people are really happy about it, and they think that the exchange is just fantastic, and I just am...
What are they going to do with Carnegie?
I feel like it's a slap. It's going to stay a protected park.
It's going to stay a state park, and it's going to just be a protected park.
So
you can't drive in it. You can walk in it, but you can't drive.
Can you bicycle into it?
I don't know.
Probably not.
There's dirt roads in there. I drove around in it before.
Probably not. And more than likely,
I went on a tour with the superintendent.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And
that's the sad part.
That's what's sad about it. Because once you lose the access and they shut
it
down,
you'll never get
it back.
That's like gas prices are never going down.
Yeah.
Don't let me kid.
We have one of those we're looking at right now in San Diego. How long do I only got 2 minutes? Ed and I were both on the phone different times. We did the Otay cleanup in September 25th, and the Otay land manager, Dan
Kasing, he's the recreation manager.
Yeah, he's the recreation manager. Reached out to both of us right after that. The Border Patrol reached out to him and said that they want to shut down access to one of the trails, which is Otay
Mountain Road. The only way there's only two ways over the mountain from the west and from the east.
Yeah.
So they want to close the west side.
Yeah.
From Pio Pico Campground Otay Lakes Road up to the summit.
Yeah.
And they're talking about a 6-month closure. But once, you know, it's closed, once they get you used to it being closed, then
yeah, you'll never
it's Border Patrol requesting it. It's a high traffic area for the international travelers. I will be politically correct for that.
There's people out there.
You notice the quotation marks because you know what I want to call them.
I've never seen anybody do a quotation mark with your middle finger. It's kind of interesting.
Audrey's a communicator.
She's
a communicator. when we did the cleanup, somebody came out and
There were three separate instances where Nicole and I arrested a group where we were cleaning in the meadow of three. There was three of them travelers right there that they had arrested. And then me and Nicole, after our cleanup had ended, we didn't get to go play on the mountain. So we went up and over and went out Pio Pico and went that way. Yeah. And as we went up and over, we came across two separate travelers that were on that. So, I mean, I get Border Patrol's
point of view,
but at the same time, set up a new station. Your checkpoint is a mile down the street from Pio Pico.
Right.
Move your checkpoint. Right. Set up a separate checkpoint.
Right.
Put up more cameras. I know they got trail cams up all over there. Put in more sensors and more, you know, add in more. Don't take it away from us.
I'm doing stuff.
We'll have to move to Texas for that. All right, let's take a quick break. You are all listening to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, do you want to go to the most off-road-oriented car dealership in the county? That's right, off-road. You need to go to Imperial Valley Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram. Nobody does off-road like those guys do. They're supporting the Lost Lizard Fun Run. And that's not just all. I mean, when you're out there, if you have any problem with your Jeep or your Dodge Ram and you're out crawling around, all you got to do is swing into their service department. They specialize in ordering parts and pieces to keep your off-road vehicle alive and well. They have all access to every off-road part necessary, and if you have them install it, it's guaranteed right there and at every other Jeep dealership. I mean, these guys are phenomenal. They even gave a beautiful Jeep to Amy Vollmer to bring in just for KUSI. But I'm serious, and if you're looking for a screaming deal, it's worth driving out to Imperial Valley and tell them you heard it right here on SDORC Dirt Radio for a special discount.
Yes, definitely. That's good.
Now we got them right where we want them.
It's worthwhile. I am taking my Jeep to be serviced after the Rebel.
I bet they can fix you.
And they're working a deal with me where I'm actually meeting them in Alpine. And they're going to drive out to Alpine to pick up my Jeep for me. What? And they're going to exchange vehicles with me. And I'm going to get one of their service vehicles from them. And they're going to take my Jeep to Imperial Valley dealership.
Wow.
Because I've got
cool.
It's called customer service.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
100% better than anything I've gotten in San Diego.
Easy now.
Well, Poway and Escondido aside.
Easy now. Easy, big fella.
We'll leave that off air.
We don't want to get anybody too upset, but... Because every service department that I know of work really, 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 really hard, some better than others. So check these guys out, Imperial Valley, Dodge, Jeep, Chrysler, and Ram.
All you got to do
is Google them.
Yes, right. They will be at the Lost Lizard.
So if they modify your Jeep, like you go in there and you say, I want a different part. I want a skid plate. I want to do something like a light bar. Yep. So they do that and your Jeep warranty is still the same?
As long as the parts come out of the Mopar parts book. And they have everything.
So they have a lot of stuff you can do.
From lift kits to shocks to air
intake.
You can
do lift kit and shocks and still get your warranty. That's amazing.
I thought that you could get your warranty, and I thought that you could like put bigger tires on it and then take it back to Jeep and have them flash it or do whatever needs to happen to
it and then it won't forge
your warranty.
No,
but if you don't take it back to the dealer and you put those bigger tires on it, and then it voids your warranty.
You could be in trouble.
But if you buy tires and wheels from them, then
it's covered and you don't have to worry.
And anybody that puts big tires and wheels on needs to take it in and have it reprogrammed so that your speedometer, and then you also need to might look at your gear ratios, because that's going to change, and sometimes brakes, depending on what you're going to do with that vehicle.
Yeah.
All right, talk about bugs.
Oh, Kelly and Justin, termite and pest control. Huge shout out to Kelly and Justin, termite and pest control, out in East County. They're here for any of your termite and pest control needs. They are going to be at the Lost Lizard, and they bought all of our kids' raffle prizes for the Lost Lizard. So they are
s'mores
one of our
kits. Is that
that's part of it? Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like s'mores?
They bring bugs.
Yeah, chocolate covered ants.
Bugs.
I think that there actually is candy shaped like bugs that she got custom candy to go into
that's
kids.
Fun.
Yeah, she got custom candy to go into the
bug. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
they got
just
protein.
Shaped like it. She didn't actually get the chocolate covered grasshoppers.
Are you sure?
They got a nice crunch.
They're really good.
They're toasted
before
they
go to Alpine and get them
before
from the
they
candy
dip
shop.
Them? Yeah.
Sleeps in his van, eats crickets.
I'm a survivor.
Yeah. Shall we talk about survival?
We can't deny that. Ed. No, we won't talk
about
that.
We'll talk about survival.
We'll leave last week and all
how many ribs?
So,
how many ribs did you crack the last time, Ed?
All of them.
We're not going here. So, how much does it cost to go to the Lost Lizard Room?
So on site, it's got registration is going to be $45 for a poker hand entry game hand. So you come up, you register, you buy your poker hand, it gets you a wristband. That can be per vehicle. It doesn't have to be per person. So, you know, a family can come out, you can buy one game hand, or you can buy multiple game hands, which obviously we encourage because this is our fundraiser and we want you to buy. We want everybody to partake in it. But even then, your passengers, just make sure they sign the waiver. Everybody wears the wristband as they go along and do the route. The route's approximately 30 miles.
Right.
We've got 5 checkpoints. So shout-outs go to San Diego Outback 4x4, checkpoint 1, Tierra del Sol, checkpoint 2, San Diego Off-Road Vehicle Club is checkpoint 5. ARC Trooper, The Journey Continues. Jesse Puffenberger and Robert Puffenberger are checkpoint 4. And checkpoint 3 is Creeps and Jeeps out of Temecula. And huge shout out to Kale for coming out again.
She pulled all that out.
And then we're going to, it's dry camping at Superstition.
What
so there's
that
no,
mean? What is dry
so dry
camping?
Camping means there's no facilities for you. There's no hookups to pull into. There's no bathrooms there or anything like that.
No, but we'll have
bathrooms, toilets and wash stations at base camp for our participants in the event. So that we'll have, you can camp close to base camp and there'll be toilets and wash stations that'll be open
What's
for you.
What's it cost to camp?
It's free camping. It's Superstition BLM land. So you don't have to have a permit or a pass. You can come out and have a good time. You can come out
fires?
For the day.
Can you have fires?
Ground fires are allowed?
Yes, you can have ground fires. They are allowed.
Alcohol in a campsite?
Yes.
Is allowed?
Alcohol in your campsite after
glass
you've competed or partaked
not
in the event. During,
in your vehicle.
Not in your vehicle and not during the event, please. Right. My dad died from and was murdered by a drunk driver, so I do not endorse
encourage,
that in any way.
Encourage that, right?
Yes, I don't encourage it. You can call me anytime. I give my phone number out. I'm a DD. But then we also have a desert cleanup, Born Dirty, Desiree Bates. She's going to be judging our trash as it comes back. So this will be while you're out on the trail. If you see it, don't leave it. Pack it in, pack it out.
Right.
Clean it up as you're out and about. And I'm talking too much. I'm going to have a coughing fit. Yeah, I just got an acute pain.
By the way, the checkpoints all have games. You go to the checkpoint and you get a playing card and you get to play the game. So there's 5 checkpoints, you get 5 playing cards, and we give a prize for the best 5 card stud poker hand, second best hand, and worst hand. Those are all worst hand or lowest hand. Yeah. So I forget how that goes.
It's high low. Yeah.
2, 4.
I play too much poker, so don't
you know.
Oh yeah, I know. Don't you worry. I got it covered.
And I heard that Creeps and Jeeps are going to be doing something with Nerf guns.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
I don't know exactly what the game is going to be, but I can hardly wait to play it.
Yeah, and the Off-Road Vehicle Club is going to be, he took all 52 cards and he put them up on a backboard and he's got a bunch of darts.
So you can throw the dart?
You can throw the dart to choose your card.
Yeah, well, that's
Audrey got it.
So let me be the devil's advocate. What if I don't want to do the poker run, but I want to go to the event?
You can still come out to the event. Okay. We're going to have food vendors out there, taco guy. There'll be different things around. No, anybody can come to the event and partake in the event.
Some people may want to just go buy raffle tickets and do all of that.
Yeah. Sure. And you don't have to pay registration to buy raffle tickets. Right. You know, you don't have to have a poker hand to. Right. That's a different aspect of being out there.
What are some of the raffle prizes? I can't recall.
Warren Winch recovery wrench.
Oh, before you go in? When you sign up, you get a raffle ticket. You go to the checkpoints and play games. You win raffle tickets,
right.
And then you can buy raffle tickets at base camp.
And didn't you guys say like if I wanted a winch, there's a bucket that you just put your tickets in that bucket for that winch.
Yeah, exactly. We've got 20 buckets all together. Okay. Two of them is the SDRC general bucket, and then the kids general bucket, and then there's 18 buckets aside from.
So what's the goal? How much money are you trying to raise?
As much as we possibly can, because this is our annual fundraiser.
So you don't even have a goal.
This is our number one fundraiser that pays. This helps us pay for everything so we can do what we do throughout the year. This pays for our lobbyists. This pays for
radio.
Money we go to
pays for radio.
Yeah, it pays for radio. It
our
pays
storage,
for Friends
insurance.
Of Oceana Dunes. It pays for
we gave those guys
the
few
attorneys.
Bucks.
Yeah, exactly. For the lawsuits. Oof. You know, when it's a thing comes up and we need to be involved in it, we need to be able to throw some cash at it to ensure that it's covered and that we get enough advertisement out there. We get enough people stepping up, people making comments and actually being involved with the agency when it comes to land closures, when it comes to when we reach out and we ask for your help. We really need it. You know, there's the hardcore people who across California, whether you're CORVA, whether you're American Sand Association, NAMRAC just hosted theirs right after the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame in Vegas. Yeah. I'm also a member of Protect OHV Access, which just after the NAMRAC, they all got together and on the Protect OHV Access might be go national like Blue Ribbon. So you keep talking, you want a federal lobbyist. Here we go. Now Protect OHV Access looks like it's going to gain enough momentum that, Ed, you can step up and you can and work with Jared and Mike McGarrity and you can have national lobbyists.
Are you a 501c3?
We're a C4 political organization. Right. We specifically are a C4 so that we can have that lobbyist. And
can
we can
people
be up
write,
in
off,
Sacramento.
Write off their donations?
That's a gray area. We advertise for you.
Can write off. Business donations,
okay.
Business,
but personal, no. Okay.
Yeah.
But you can join. How many millions of dollars a year?
$25 gets you for an annual membership. And
we
need your membership.
And you get a sticker.
Membership organization, www.sdorc.org. Right. Join
us. And a membership card.
And if you get the whole family to join, Audrey will take you to lunch.
Absolutely.
Right.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. The program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.